share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Malaysia is one of Asia's most popular travel destinations, especially for those coming from the western parts of the world. Our country has even managed to hold on to some expatriates who have decided to continue living here just because of how much they love the country. Although it is relatively easy to adapt to the country, its food and culture, it seems that some have found it difficult. Recently, a Malaysian took to Twitter to slam some expatriates for their refusal to learn the national language. In a post by Hanisa, who is a certified translator and proofreader, she explained that when she was listening to the radio, an expatriate mentioned that they wished that more road signs are in English. As an expat, I can't understand the local language. In response to the expat's comment, Hanisa said that, "This is the whitest thing I've heard." This year, she also urged the expat to learn Malay if you live in Malaysia. Quote, "Are we going to compromise our identity just for the convenience of non-Malaysians?" In an interview with World of Buzz, Hanisa said that there are several concerns we should shed light on. Unnecessary cost being spent on lengthy road signs if we were to add the English translations when it could have actually be spent on road constructions instead, making them pedestrian friendly. She also said that the replies to her tweet also highlighted the position of the Malay language. It is, without any doubt, the official language of Malaysia, and the people, expats and immigrants are not should abide to that. She explained, for illustration purpose only. Meanwhile, she said that in response to her tweet, which has since gone viral, there were a small percentage of the tweets that agreed that we do need English signboards. This is when we'd like to sit back and think, how far will this go? Are we going to compromise the identity we've been upholding just for the convenience of non-Malaysians? We have already witnessed former local names being gentrified. Gombak to KL East, Sungai Below to Damansara South. Anglicizing road names and signs could lead to further urban gentrification, she warned. Majority of Malaysians agreed with her. Hanisa's tweet has gone viral and attracted plenty of praise from fellow Malaysians. The majority of users agreed with her and shared the same view as her. If I went to their country, I'd be exited to learn about their country, language and culture, so I can flex a bit. But you think that people want to just follow your demands? You think you're that special? One user said, as an expat, they should learn the local culture and language. If they are lazy to learn, then keep quiet. Quote, Another pointed out, it's not like our signboards are written in Jawi. ABC 123 also. What don't you understand? Don't tell me Batu Pahat will now be rock chisel. Waze is just going to curse at you. What are your thoughts on this? Are English signboards necessary? Also read. Why use 30 words when 3 words will do? British expat shares his funny experience with Monglish. Source. 123RF Source. 123RF Source. Marketing Magazine Source. Twitter Source. Twitter Source. Twitter. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.